الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The last of all prophets, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. O Lord of the Holy Prophet, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, whosoever reads or listens to this 50-page booklet, The last of all prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive him without accountability and make him the neighbor of the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Excellence of Durood. O people, indeed the one to attain quick salvation on the Day of Judgment from its horrors and accountability will be the one amongst you who would have sent salat upon me in abundance in the world. Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam says salam, parable. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Jibra'il alayhi salam came and said salam to me like this. As-salamu alayka ya wahiru, as-salamu alayka ya batinu. I asked, O Jibra'il, these are the attributes of Allah Almighty, for they are appropriate for Him only. How come they relate to a human like me? Jibra'il replied, Allah Almighty has honored you from these attributes, raised you above all prophets and messengers alayhimus salam from these attributes, and brought your name and wasf, i.e. attribute, out of his name and wasf. Allah Almighty named you Awwal, for you are the first, i.e. Awwal, of all prophets in terms of creation. He named you Akhir, for you will come in the last after the eras of all prophets, and you are the final prophet of the final ummah. Allah Almighty named you Batin, for Allah Almighty had your name along with His name inscribed forever with the golden nur, i.e. light, on the leg of the arsh, i.e. throne, 2,000 years before the creation of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. He then ordained me to send durood upon you. So I sent durood upon you for 1,000 years and salam for 1,000 years, until Allah Almighty sent you as the messenger who gives good news and warning, as the caller who calls towards Allah Almighty upon His order, and as the sun who lights up. And Allah Almighty named you Zahir, for He blessed you with supremacy in all religions and revealed your Shariat and excellence to all those living in the world as well as in the heavens. So there remained no one who would not send durood upon you. May Allah Almighty send durood, i.e. mercy, upon you. Thus, your Creator is Mahmud, i.e. the Praised One, and you are Muhammad, i.e. the Highly Praised One. Your Creator is Awwal o Akhir, and Zahir o Batin. And by the grant of Allah Almighty, you are also Awwal o Akhir and Zahir o Batin. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, upon listening to this, said, All praise be to Allah Almighty, who raised me above all prophets alayhimus salam, until He gave excellence in my name as wasf. Alhamdulillah, we are ummati of the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. O devotees of the final prophet, Allah Almighty did us a great favor that He made us the ummati of His beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahil Kareem. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the greatest of all prophets and messengers, and by the mercy of Allah Almighty, His ummah is the greatest of all previous ummahs by the sadaqah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sare rasoolon se tum bartar, tum sare nabiyon ke sarwar, sab se behtar ummat wale, sallallahu alayka wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The most important obligation, O devotees of the Holy Prophet, believing in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as the final Prophet of Allah Almighty, is one of the necessities of deen. Whosoever refutes it or suspects it even a little bit is kafir, i.e. disbeliever, and murtad, apostate, and he is out of the fold of Islam. Allah Almighty says in part 22, Surah Ahzab, verse number 40, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. The beloved Prophet Muhammad is not the father of any man amongst you. Yes, he is the messenger of Allah and the final amongst all the prophets. And Allah knows everything. Explanation of the ayah. In relation to this part, Khataman Nabiyyin of the ayah, Allama Mawlana Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned in Khazainul Irfan, that is, Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam is the final prophet, for no other prophet will come after him, and the prophethood has come to end on him, and no one can get the prophethood after his prophethood. That even Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will descend. Although Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam has already got the prophethood, and he will follow the Sharia of Muhammad after the descent. Make decisions as per this Sharia, and perform salah facing towards the Holy Prophet's Qibla, i.e. Kaaba Sharif. Remember the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as being the final prophet is absolute. And this absoluteness is even proven by the Holy Qur'an and blessed hadith. There is also a clear ayah of the Holy Qur'an and ahadith have also reached the level of tawatur, i.e. consecutiveness. All this has proven that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet, and no other prophet will come after him. Whoever considers it possible that anyone can receive the prophethood after the Holy Prophet's prophethood is disbeliever and denier of the finality of the prophethood, and he is out of the fold of Islam. Meaning of Khatam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned, Khatam is derived from Khatam, which means stamp and final. In fact, a stamp is called Khatam just because it is put at the end of any topic. Or if some bag is stamped, now nothing inside can come out of it and nothing can go in it from outside. Similarly, this stamp has been put. The final flower of the prophethood's garden has bloomed. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has himself stated the meaning of Khatamun Nabiyyin La Nabiyya Ba'di, i.e. there is no other prophet after me. Baad aapke hargiz na aayega nabi naya, wallah iman hai mera e aakhiri nabi, sallu alal habib sallallahu ala muhammad. Even animals believe in the final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is narrated by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma that a villager from the Bani Sulaim tribe came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, I will not believe in you until this monitor lizard of mine does not believe in you. After saying this, he put his monitor lizard in front of him. He called the monitor lizard. It said, Labbayka wa sa'dayk, I am present and ready to obey. So loudly that all the attendees heard it. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked, Who is your Lord, I worthy of worship? The monitor lizard replied, My Lord is the one whose arsh is upon the heavens, and it is only his governance on the earth. His mercy lies in paradise, and his torment lies in hell. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then asked, O monitor lizard, Tell me who I am. It said loudly, Anta Rasulu Rabbil Alameen wa Khatamun Nabiyyin. You are a messenger of Allahu Rabbul Alameen and the final prophet. Whoever believes in you as truthful, he succeeds. And whoever refutes you, he will be damned. Upon seeing this, the villager got impressed so much that he immediately recited the kalima and embraced Islam. اے بلا بے خرادی کفار رکھتے ہیں ایسے کہ حق میں انکار کہ گواہی ہو گر اس کو درکار بے زبان بول اٹھا کرتے ہیں. Explanation of Raza's poetry. Those who do not believe in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam are extremely foolish. However, if our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wants to give testimony about being the true and final Prophet, even the speechless animals etc. start speaking to give testimony. Importance of the belief in khatm nabuwat, i.e. finality of the prophethood. O devotees of the final prophet, the belief in the finality of the prophethood is meant to believe that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet. Allah Almighty has sealed the chain of prophethood on him. From the era of the apparent life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to the judgment day, there cannot be any new prophet. Upon the arrival of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam, it will not make any difference to the belief in the finality of the prophethood as after the arrival of Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, no one will receive the prophethood. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam was given prophethood before him. Sayyiduna Isa as a prophet will not preach his sharia, but in fact he will only preach the sharia of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Remember, after the prophet receives the prophethood, his prophethood is not taken away, but in fact it will remain forever. It is mentioned on pages 110 and 111 of Fatawa-i Razaviya, Hasha, a prophet is not relieved of the prophethood. Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will not be relieved of the prophethood, nor being the holy prophet's ummati will be against the prophethood. Fatawa Razaviya. The level of significance of the belief in the finality of prophethood is the same as the level of significance of the belief in Tawheed, which means that both are among the necessities of deen. Therefore, as it is necessary for a Muslim to believe that Allah is one, similarly, it is also necessary for him to believe that Allah Almighty's beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet. No evidence will be asked. Sayyiduna Imam Abu Mansur Maturidi rahmatullahi alayhi has written, whoever claims the arrival of a prophet after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he will not be asked for any evidence. But in fact, the belief of that person will be rejected. For the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, La nabiyya ba'di, i.e. there is no other prophet after me. How is it to ask for a marvel from a false prophet? The answer is written on page 134 of Malfuzate Ala Hazrat. Can a marvel be asked from Mudda'i Nabuwat, i.e. one who falsely claims to be a prophet? Answer. If a marvel is asked from a Mudda'i Nabuwat, i.e. one who claims to be a prophet, considering his failure to be absolute, there is no harm. And if a marvel is asked for verification, whether he can show any marvel or not, he who asked will become kafir, i.e. disbeliever, immediately. La nabiyya ba'di. Allah Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, from this hadith mutawatir, La nabiyya ba'di, i.e. there is no other prophet after me, all successors and predecessors of Ummate Marhuma, i.e. may Allah Almighty have mercy on that Ummah, have always deciphered the same meaning that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final of all the prophets without specifying anyone. With the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam or after him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam until the judgment day. It is impossible for anyone to receive the prophethood. Sab anbiya ke ho tum hi sardar la jaram, tum sa nahi hai dusra e akhiri nabi, sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad. Disadvantage of not caring about the protection of faith, i.e. iman. Dear Islamic brothers, the most precious, in fact the most priceless thing for a person is his faith. By the mercy of Allah Almighty, whosoever has the wealth of faith, although he is poor in terms of money, he is way wealthier than a billionaire who is deprived of the wealth of faith. On the other hand, a wealthy person who is deprived of this wealth is actually destitute and poor. And mu'adhallah, thumma mu'adhallah, anyone who dies in this state of disbelief will stay in hell forever. Every Muslim should keep praying to Allah Almighty for the protection of faith and death with the safety of faith. In this era of tribulations, where profound laziness in performing pious deeds has prevailed, there is also a serious lack of concern about the protection of faith. Every single day, lots of new tribulations hollow the Muslims' faith out in different ways. The protection of Iman is extremely important. Whether you have spent your whole life in pious deeds, Allah forbid, if you die without the safety of faith, you will have to stay in hell forever. The Holy Prophet said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاطِيمِ, i.e. one's deeds depend upon one's end. اَتَّارْ هَيْ ایمان کی حفاظت کا سوالی, خالی نہیں جائے گا یہ دربارِ نبی سے. Not caring about faith is alarming. The highly alarming issue is that negligence causes the loss of worldly wealth when it comes to the matter of its security. Therefore, the matter of the protection of faith is even more severe. It is mentioned on page 495 of Malfuzat-e Ala Hazrat that the Islamic scholars have stated, whoever has no fear of faith being snatched away, there is a terrible fear of his faith being snatched away at the time of Naza, i.e. agony of death. Musalman hai attar teri ata se, ho iman par khatima ya ilahi. Moaning in the morning, disbeliever in the evening. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, hasten to pious deeds before those tribulations that are like parts of the dark night. A man would be a believer in the morning and turn disbeliever in the evening. And he would be a believer in the evening and turn disbeliever in the morning. More so, he will sell his religion for worldly gain. Explanation of blessed hadith. In relation to this hadith, Sayyiduna Imam Sharfuddin Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayh, the interpreter of Sahih Muslim, said, in this hadith, we have been prompted to perform pious deeds before we cannot perform them and get involved in those consecutive tribulations which will increase even more as the darkness spreads in an extremely dark night that even the moon cannot be sighted. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has explained one kind of those severe tribulations here. And those tribulations will be so severe that a human's heart will change within a single day. And this is a huge change. Dear Islamic brothers, How unfortunate is the person who sells his faith for mundane enjoyment and luxury of the temporary world. Mu'adallah, trades faith with kufr and makes hell his abode instead of paradise. All devotees of the Holy Prophet must recite this masnoon dua. Ya muqallib al-qulubi, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. I, O changer of the hearts, make my heart steadfast in your deen. By the virtue of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, may Allah Almighty keep our faith intact. May He make us steadfast in deen-e-Islam, and may He give us martyrdom with faith and comfort whilst getting blessed with the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam under the shade of the green dome, burial in Jannatul Baqi, and neighborhood in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hey ghulam, aapke jitne karo dur unse fitne, puri maut se bachana madani madine wale. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. An unusual parable of an unseen holy man. As Sayyiduna Nadla bin Muawiyah radiyallahu an, along with 300 muhajirin and ansar, was on his way to bring the spoils of war from Hulwan, Iraq, and the evening fell near a mountain, therefore Sayyiduna Nadla radiyallahu an called azan. When he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, a voice came out of the mountain. Someone was saying, O Nadla, you have mentioned the greatness of the greatest. When he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the answer came, O Nadla, you have mentioned pure Tawheed. When he said, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, the voice came, He has been sent as such a prophet that there is no prophet after him. He is the one who gives a warning. He is the one whose good news was given by Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. At the end of his ummah, the judgment day will take place. When Sayyiduna Nadla radiyallahu an said, Hayya ala salah, the answer came, Salah is an obligation. The good news is for the one who walks towards it and becomes punctual in offering it. When Hayya ala al-Falah was said, the voice came, He is successful who came for Salah and embraced punctuality about it. He is successful who obeyed the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, the voice came, O Nadla, you have attained complete ikhlas. So due to this, Allah Almighty has declared your body as haram upon hell. Sayyiduna Nadla radiyallahu an stood up after salah and said, O the one speaking in a beautiful way, we heard what you said. Are you an angel, jinn, or Rijalul Ghaib, i.e. a human who is hidden from the eyes, appear before us and talk to us, for we are the representatives of Allah Almighty and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu an. As he said that, a holy man with a brilliant face and a white beard appeared from the mountain. He was wearing a white woolen shawl. As he came, he said, Salam. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All the attendees there replied. Sayyiduna Nadla radiyallahu anhu said, May Allah Almighty have mercy upon you. Who are you? He said, I am Zurayb bin Sarmala, Allah Almighty's Prophet Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam made me stay in this mountain and prayed for me to remain alive until His second coming from the heavens. It is stated in another narration that he asked, Where is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? Sayyidina Nadla radiallahu anhu said, he passed away. Upon this, the holy man cried a lot. He then said, who succeeded him? It was said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. It was asked, where is he? It was answered, he also passed away. He said, who succeeded him then? It was said, Umar radiallahu anhu. It was said, give my salam to Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar radiallahu anhu, and say, O Umar, keep the governance straight. Get closer to people. The judgment day is near. And O Umar, when these things appear in the Ummah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, departing from the world is better. Some of them are as follows. Number one, when people start to change their nasab, i.e. calling themselves Sayyid, Siddiqi, Alawi, etc., despite no pedigree. Number two, elderly people have no affection for the children. Number three, people don't call towards righteousness nor forbid evil. Number four, they acquire religious knowledge for the sake of earning worldly wealth. Number five, rains come down a lot. Number six, offspring becomes a bone of contention. Number seven, people start decorating the masajid, but they are empty of the salah performers. Number eight, bribe becomes common. Number nine, strong buildings start to be constructed. Number 10, people follow their desires. Number 11, they start selling deen for the world. Number 12, cutting ties with relatives becomes normal. Number 13, interest becomes widespread. And number 14, being wealthy becomes the cause of respect. When all these things become common, hide in a cave of a mountain. And peace will only lie in remaining busy in the remembrance of Allah Almighty in that hideout. Upon saying this, the holy man disappeared. Sayyiduna Nadla radiallahu anhu wrote this whole incident and sent it to Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu, who forwarded the same to Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu anhu. In reply, Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu an ordered Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu an that he should take Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba with him to that mountain and say his salam if that holy man appears again. Sayyiduna Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu an took 4,000 Muhajireen and Ansar Sahaba with him to that mountain and called azan continuously for 40 days, but no voice or answer received. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of them and forgive us without accountability by their virtue. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sab sahaba ke hain ye aqeedah atal, hain ye khairul wara khatamul anbiya. Face refreshing death. Madani parable. Dear Islamic brothers, to attain steadfastness in the belief in the finality of prophethood and make a mindset of the importance of the protection of faith, always remain associated with the religious environment of Dawat-e Islami, a movement of the devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Insha'Allahul Kareem, you will receive such blessings that both life and death will be magnificent. In order to increase your enthusiasm, a Madani parable is as follows. An Islamic brother, namely Muhammad Wasim Attari, would come to Ashike Madina. The poor man got cancer in his left hand, which doctors amputated. Another Islamic brother from his neighborhood informed Ashike Madina that brother Wasim was deeply suffering due to intense pain. I reached the hospital for condolence. Whilst reassuring, I said as follows, the left hand got amputated. Don't worry about that. Alhamdulillah, the right hand is safe. And the biggest privilege is that, Alhamdulillah, faith is also safe. Alhamdulillah, I found him highly patient. He kept smiling until he got up from his bed and came out to send me off. The pain wore off gradually, but the poor man got into trouble once again. His chest got filled with water. Days started to pass in extreme pain. At last, one day the pain grew stronger. He started the dhikr of Allah Almighty. The room was echoed with the voice of Allah, Allah. His condition got really critical. The effort was made to take him to the doctor, but he denied it. The grandmother took his head on her lap out of love and affection. He recited Kalima Tayyiba, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and around 22-year-old Muhammad Wasim passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. When he was about to be taken for ghusl, suddenly the sheet removed from his face. The deceased face was glowing like a flower. After ghusl, the face glowed even more. After the burial, whilst the devotees of the Holy Prophet were reciting naats, fragrance started to emanate from the grave. However, some of them smelled. Some family members dreamed the late Muhammad Wasim Attari in a room decorated with flowers and asked, "Where do you live?" Pointing a hand towards a room, the deceased said, "This is my home. I am really happy here." He was then laid down on a decorated bed. The deceased father found himself in a dream near the grave of Wasim Attari. All at once, the grave split open and the deceased, whilst wearing imama on the head and white shroud, came out. He talked a little and entered the grave again, and the grave closed again. May Allah Almighty have mercy on all of them and forgive us without accountability by their virtue. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Tu ne islam diya, tu ne jamaat mein liya, tu kareem ab koi phirta hai atiya tera. Explanation of Raza's poetry. O Allah's Prophet, you provided us with a gift in the form of Islam and included us in your ummah. You are merciful. After providing, will you take back the gift of deen of Islam? Not at all. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Excellence of passing on 40 hadith. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, the person who memorizes 40 hadith about deen for passing them on to my ummah, on the judgment day, Allah Almighty will raise him as an Islamic scholar, and on the judgment day, I will be his intercessor and testifier. This blessed saying means, pass on 40 hadith to the people, whether they are memorized or not, with the intention of attaining excellence mentioned in hadith, 40 ahadith about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as being the final prophet are as follows. 40 ahadith about the belief in the finality of the prophethood. The last brick of a luminous palace. Number 1. I and the other prophets before me can be put into an example. There is a man who constructed a splendid house but left a place of one brick in a corner. People began to walk around it and marvel at it, saying why he did not place the brick. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam then said, I am that final brick
and the final of the prophets. Number two. Another narration has the following words as well. I am the filler of the place of that brick. When I came, I completed the chain of the prophets. Hey wo qasr nabuwat ki int akhiri qaul shah dana khatamul anbiya. Explanation of hadith. In relation to this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, Subhanallah, how beautiful the similitude is, as if prophethood is a luminous palace. The prophets are its luminous bricks. And the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final brick of that palace, upon which the building got complete. We came to know from this that the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet. There isn't any prophet in his era or after him. Like this palace will be complete with this final brick, and there will be no place left for any other brick. In a similar way, the palace of the prophethood got complete from me. Now there is no chance for any prophet. Keep in mind that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam will descend on the earth when judgment day is near, but he is a former prophet, not a latter prophet. This brick has already been placed. Moreover, now he will not come to issue the commandments of his prophethood, but rather he will come as an ummati of the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep in mind that the last son is the son, after whom there is no son born. It is not necessary that all the former sons passed away. The meaning of the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as being the final prophet is that there will not be any prophet born in his era or after him. If a former prophet is also apparently alive, there is no issue in this. Four prophets are still apparently alive. Two on the earth, Sayyiduna Khizr and Sayyiduna Ilyas alayhim as-salam, and two in the heavens, Hazrat Sayyiduna Idris and Sayyiduna Isa alayhim as-salam. Their lives are not against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as being khatamun nabiyyin. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the first creation and the final prophet. Meaning of khatamun nabiyyin. Sahih Bukhari's interpreter Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has himself explained that the meaning of khatamun nabiyyin is the final prophet. Sahaba have also explained the same meaning, and ummah has agreed on this. Therefore, if a person says that it is the people's opinion that the meaning of khatamun nabiyyin is the final prophet, and there is no excellence in that, and it is not deserved to be a point of admiration, the person is a disbeliever without any question. Six virtues. Number three. I have been preferred to all prophets alayhimus salam due to six virtues. A. I have been blessed with the comprehensive words. B. I have been helped with awe. C. Bounties have been declared as halal for me. D. The whole earth has been declared as a place of cleanliness and salah for me. E. I have been sent as a prophet for all creation. F. The chain of prophets has completed on me. Explanation of the hadith. Mentioning 5 and 6 virtues is not meant to limitation. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been granted excellence in countless virtues. In explanation of this virtue, I have been blessed with the comprehensive words Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has written. The Holy Quran's words are also comprehensive, and the Holy Prophet's words are also comprehensive, which means fewer words, more meanings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, deeds are dependent upon intentions. Well-wishing is the reality of the religion. A complete believer is the one who gives up meaningless and useless conversations. These are small sentences but enriched with the entire Sharia and Tariqah. In explanation of this virtue, I have been helped with awe. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has stated, enemies come to fight a war with me. As they are 1 month distance away from me, their hearts are filled with my fear. They will fight, but with fear. Explaining this virtue, I have been sent as a prophet for all creation. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has stated, the Holy Prophet's prophethood and commandments apply to all creation, be it alive or lifeless, sane or insane. Explaining this virtue, the chain of prophets has completed on me. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Alayhi has written, I am the final prophet upon whom the chain of prophethood came to an end. There is no prophet in my era or after me. The four prophets, Hazrat Khizr, Hazrat Ilyas, Hazrat Idris and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who have not yet passed away, are prophets without any doubt. But after the blessed birth of the final prophet, Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, they would not preach their Sharia. I am Aqib. Number 4. I have 5 names. I am Muhammad. I am Ahmad. I am Mahi, I remover, because Allah Almighty will eliminate sins through me. I am Hashir, for people will gather on my steps, i.e. behind me on Judgment Day. And I am Aqib, a Tabi'i saint, Imam Zuhri Rahmatullahi Alayhi stated, Aqib is the one after whom there is no prophet. Shahe Anbiya hai, Khuda ka hai pyara, wo nabiyon mein sun lo, nabi aakhiri hai. Muhammad hai Ahmad, hai Sultan-e-Batha, wo nabiyon mein sun lo, nabi aakhiri hai. Leader of all the prophets. Number 5. I am the leader of the prophets and I don't say it with pride. I am the final amongst all the prophets and I don't say it with pride. And I am the one making the first intercession, and I have been accepted as the very first intercessor, and I don't say it with pride. Explanation of the hadith. In explanation to this part, I am the leader of the prophets. Of the hadith, it is stated in Mirat, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will enter paradise before all the prophets, and all the prophets will follow him. From this perspective, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the leader of the prophets. Khatamun Nabiyyin. Number 6. Indeed, I was written as Khatamun Nabiyyin with Allah Almighty while Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was still kneaded in his clay. Number 7. Indeed, I am the final amongst all the prophets, and my masjid is the last of all masajid. Meaning of akhir ul masajid. Number 8. Another narration has the following words. I am the final amongst all the prophets, and my masjid is the last of all the prophets masajid. It means that no other prophet will be born after Hazrat Muhammad Arabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, nor will a masjid of any prophet be made. Enter paradise. Number 9. O people, without any doubt, there isn't any prophet after me, and there isn't any ummah after you. Beware, if you people worship your Lord, offer 5 salahs, fast in the month of Ramadan, pay zakat of your wealth happily, and show fair obedience to your leaders, you will enter paradise of your Lord. There is absolutely no other prophet after me. Number 10. Prophets alayhimus salam used to govern in Bani Israel. Whenever a prophet passed away, another prophet used to succeed him. But remember, there is absolutely no prophet after me. However, soon there will be caliphs, and they will be a lot. Explanation of the hadith. In my era, there isn't any prophet who will become my caliph in my presence like when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went to bring Torah on Tur. Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam became a temporary caliph for some days in Hazrat Musa's presence, and there isn't any prophet who can become my permanent caliph. Therefore, my caliphs are the kings of my deen. The spiritual caliphs are awliya and scholars. Number 11. Nothing remained from the prophethood except for glad tidings. The companions humbly asked, "What are glad tidings?" It was said, "Good dreams." Number 12. Nothing will remain from the prophethood after me but glad tidings. That is, a good dream which a person himself has, or someone else is made to have it for him. Number 13. Indeed, messengership and prophethood came to an end. So there is neither a messenger nor a prophet after me. Number 14. I am Muhammad. I am Ahmad. I am the prophet of mercy. I am the prophet of repentance. I am the final prophet. I am Hashir. I am the prophet of wars in Allah's cause. Unke har naam o nisbat pe naami durood. Unke har waqt o halaat pe laakhon salaam. Number 15. I am Ahmad. I am Muhammad and Muqaffa. The meaning of Muqaffa is Akhirul Anbiya, i.e. the final amongst all the prophets. Number 16. We are the last in the era and the first on Judgment Day, the first ummah to enter paradise. In explanation to this hadith, the interpreter of Muslim, Hazrat Imam Nawawi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, has written, "Scholars said, the meaning of this hadith is that we are the last when it comes to the advent in the world, and the first when it comes to the excellence and entering paradise. Therefore, this ummah will enter paradise before all the previous ummahs." Number 17. We will be the last of all in the world and the first on Judgment Day, for whom the judgment will take place first. Brief, useful talk. Number 18. Allah Almighty chose ikhtisar for me. So we are the last, and on Judgment Day, we are the first. One of the meanings of this part, chose ikhtisar of hadith, is as follows. I was blessed with preciseness that means fewer words and more meanings. Number 19. Indeed, I was sent as the one who opens the river of mercy and completes the messengership and prophethood. Number 20. I was created first of all prophets and sent last of all. Number 21. I am the last prophet and you are the last ummah. The reason for being the greatest of all prophets, a parable. Hazrat Sahal bin Saleh Hamdani rahmatullahi alayh asked Hazrat Imam Baqir rahmatullahi alayh, if the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was sent after all the prophets alayhimus salam, How did the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam get excellence over all the prophets alayhimus salam? He rahmatullahi alayhi said, on the day of Misaq, i.e. the promise, when Allah Almighty brought the children from the backs of men, made them witness to them, and said, am I not your Lord? Then first of all, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, bala, i.e. yes, why not? That's why the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam received excellence over all the prophets alayhimus salam. In fact, he was sent last of all in the world. Qarno badli rasoolon ki hoti rahi, chand badli ka nikla hamara nabi. Kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye, par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 22. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam is the first of all prophets, and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the last of all prophets. Number 23. لو كان بعدي نبي لكان عمر بن الخطاب. That is, if there were to be a prophet after me, it would be Umar. Explanation of the hadith. In explanation of this hadith, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, that is to say, his nature was so complete that if the door of prophethood weren't closed, he would be a prophet only by the grace of Allah Almighty. For no one deserves to receive the prophethood due to his personality. Number 24. Abu Bakr is better than all people except the prophets and messengers. There will be 30 false prophets. Number 25. Soon there will be 30 kazzab, i.e. very big liars, in my ummah. Each of them will think that he is a prophet. However, I am khatamun nabiyyin, i.e. the final prophet, and there isn't any prophet after me. Explanation of the hadith. In explanation of this hadith, Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, these 30 false prophets are those who people believed as prophets, and their corruption spread. Another kind of claimants of prophethood, whom people didn't believe, spoke rubbish and died. They are a lot. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi has further stated, we came to know that Khatamun Nabiyyin means the final prophet, for there is no prophet in this era and after him. Ummah has a consensus about this meaning. The one who says that its meaning is not the final prophet, but in fact is real prophet, is a disbeliever. Number 26. There will be Kazzab and Dajjal, extreme liar and deceiver in my ummah. And four of them will be women as well. And I am the final prophet. There isn't any prophet after me. Excellence of Mawla Ali. Number 27. While going to the battle of Tabuk, as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam left Hazrat Ali radiallahu anh in Medina, he radiallahu anh humbly said, O Allah's Prophet, you are leaving me amongst women and children. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, do you not agree upon this that you remain here as my caliph, like Musa alayhi salam left Harun alayhi salam as his caliph when he went to talk to Allah Almighty? However, there is a difference that Harun alayhi salam was a prophet. Since the advent of my prophethood, there has been no prophethood for anyone. Explanation of the hadith. Bukhari's interpreter, Hazrat Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi stated, when Hazrat Musa alayhi salam went to the Mount Tur in order to bring Torah, he temporarily made Hazrat Harun alayhi salam as his caliph until his return. That came to an end after his return. This example reveal that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam temporarily made Hazrat Ali radiallahu an his caliph until his return from Tabuk. That duty was only limited to the management matters. Number 28. Ali is from me like Harun is from Musa, for he is a brother as well as caliph. But La Nabiyya Ba'di, there isn't any prophet after me. Number 29. I am Muhammad, Ummi prophet, i.e. prophet who didn't learn from anyone in the world. He said it thrice. And La Nabiyya Ba'di, there isn't any prophet after me. Number 30. Allah Almighty provided me with whatever I wished, but I was told that there isn't any prophet after me. I khatam rasul makki madani konain mein tumsa koi nahi. You said the truth. Number 31. Angels will ask the deceased in the grave, who is your Lord? What is your deen? Who is your prophet? He says, my Lord is Allah, who has no partner, and my deen is Islam, and my prophet is Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and he is the final prophet. Angels say, you said the truth. Interpretation of a dream. Number 32. Interpreting a dream of Hazrat Ibn Ziml radiyallahu an, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, as for the she camel you saw in your dream that I am riding, it refers to the judgment day. There won't be any prophet after me, nor there will be any ummah after my ummah. Nur, I light, will run ahead of them. Number 33. Without any doubt, on judgment day, Allah Almighty will call Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam and his people before he will call anyone else and say, what answer did you give to Nuh? They will say, Nuh alayhi salam didn't call us towards you, nor did he deliver any message of yours, nor did he give any piece of advice, nor did he explain any ruling of good or bad. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will say, O my Lord, I call them towards righteousness in such a way that it spread amongst successors and predecessors, one after another, until that call reached the final prophet, Hazrat Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. They wrote and read it, i.e. it was mentioned in the Holy Quran that was written and read, and they believed in it and endorsed it. Allah Almighty will say, call Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and the Ummah of Ahmad. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and his ummah will arrive in the court of Allah Almighty in such a way that Nur, i.e. light, will run ahead of them. They will give testimony of Nuh alayhi salam, i.e. they will endorse. The entire creation will call the final prophet on judgment day. Number 34. Predecessors and successors will come to me and say, O Prophet, you are the messenger of Allah Almighty and Khatamul Anbiya, i.e. the final prophet, intercede us. Ya Shafi' al-Wara, Salamun alayk. Ya Nabi al-Huda, Salamun alayk. Khatamul Anbiya, Salamun alayk. Sayyid al-Asfiya, Salamun alayk. If Muhammad were not there, I would not have created you. Number 35. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam made an error in ijtihad, he raised his blessed head towards the arsh and humbly said to Allah Almighty, O Allah, I plead for your forgiveness by virtue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah Almighty said, O Adam, how did you know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? I haven't created him yet. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam said, O Allah, when you created me with your power, I raised my head and saw La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah written on the legs of the arsh. So I figured out that you must have included your name with the name of the one who is dearer to you than all the worlds and has greater honor with you. Allah Almighty said, O Adam, you said the truth. Without any doubt, he is dearer to me than all the worlds. When you pleaded by virtue of Muhammad, I forgave your error. وَلَوْلَا مُحَمَّدٌ مَا خَلَقْتُكَ i.e. if it were not for Muhammad, I would not have created you. There is an addition in the narration of Tabarani. And he is the last prophet amongst your children. And his ummah is the last ummah amongst your children. Wo jo na the to kuch na tha. Wo jo na ho to kuch na ho. Jaan hai wo jahan ki. Jaan hai to jahan hai. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 36. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam landed in Hind from paradise, he was worried. Jibreel came down and delivered azan. When the blessed name came, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam asked, who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? It was said, the final prophet amongst your children. Mention in Torah. Number 37. When Torah was revealed upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he recited it. When he found about the mention of this ummah, he humbly said to Allah Almighty, O my Lord, I find an ummah in it that this is the last in the era and the first in the rank. So make it my ummah. Allah Almighty said, this is the ummah of Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Kitab Hazrat Musa mein wasf hain unke, kitab Isa mein unke fasane aaye hain, unhi ki naat ke nagme zabur se sun lo, zabane Quran pe unke tarane aaye hain. The first and the final, number 38. When Allah Almighty created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and he was shown his sons, he saw them according to excellence and level of one over another. And when he witnessed a huge and bright noor at the end, he humbly said to Allah Almighty, O Allah Almighty, who is he? It was said, he is your son Ahmad. He is the first and he is the final. And he is the first intercessor and he is the first whose intercession will be accepted. Zat hui intikhab, wasf hue la jawab, naam hua Mustafa, tum pe karoron durood. First and last prophet, number 39. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu has stated, on the night of Mi'raj, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam met prophets alayhimus salam in skies, all of them praised Allah Almighty. And at the end, the last prophet of Allah Almighty, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, you all have praised Allah, now I will praise. All praises are for Allah Almighty, who has sent me as mercy for all the worlds, as the bearer of good news, and the one who warns all people. The Lord has revealed to me the Holy Quran, which contains an explicit description of everything. He has made my ummah better than all those ummahs that emerged amongst people and has made it first as well as the last. He has elevated my remembrance for me, beginning prophethood with me and completing it upon me. Upon listening to it, Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam said to all prophets, due to these attributes, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is better than you all. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went to Sidratul Muntaha. Then Allah Almighty had kalam with him as befits his glory, saying, I created you before all prophets, but I sent you after all prophets. And I made you Fatih and Khatam, i.e. the opener and the last. Tum ho awwal, tum ho akhir, tum ho batin, tum ho zahir, haq ne bakshe hain ye asma, sallallahu alayka wa sallam. Ana laha will be the words of my master. Number 40. When people get disappointed about intercession from all prophets, alayhimu salam, they will go to Sayyiduna Isa Ruhullah alayhi salam, making a request for intercession. He will say, I am not capable of this task, but Sayyiduna Muhammad Khatamun Nabiyyin, i.e. the last of all prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is capable, and he is here. When people come to me and request intercession, I will say, Ana laha, I am for this task. Kahan gaye aur nabi, idhabu ila ghairi, mere huzoor ke lab par ana laha hoga. Explanation of Hassan's poetry. On the judgment day, when people will ask prophets for intercession, all will say, go to someone else other than me. When they get dejected everywhere, they will go to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and beg for intercession. So he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will say, sure, I am for this task. De shafa'at ki khairat mujhe khair se roze qiyamat bakhshwa e akhiri nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. I hid nothing but parable. A tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Kabul Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi, stated, amongst those who had the knowledge of Torah, my father was the most knowledgeable. Whatever Allah Almighty revealed to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, no one knew about it more than my father. He would share his knowledge with me. When he was close to his demise, he called me and said, O my son, you know that I have not hidden my knowledge from you, but there are two pages which mention the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whose time of arrival has come. I did not inform you about these two pages in case someone would falsely claim to be a prophet and you would follow him. In front of you is this niche where I have kept those pages and plastered with soil. Do not see those pages now. When that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam comes and Allah Almighty has mercy on you, you will follow him. Having said this, he passed away. After we laid him to rest, I was very curious to see those pages. At last, I opened up the niche and found the pages which read, Muhammadur Rasulullah Khatamun Nabiyyin La Nabiyya Ba'dahu Mawliduhu Bimakkata Wa Muhajirahu Bitaybatin. I.e. Muhammad is the messenger of Allah Almighty, the last prophet. There is no prophet after him. His birth will take place in Makkah and he will migrate to Medina. Baad aapke hargiz na aayega nabi naya, wallah iman hai mera ae aakhiri nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hey dast basta sar jhuka kar arz sayyidi, tu khwab mein jalwa dikha,
اے آخری نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، آلائشوں سے پاک کر کے میرے دل میں تو آ جا سما جا گھر بنا، اے آخری نبی صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد.
Five sayings of blessed companions and tabi'een. Number one, sacred words between both shoulders. The Holy Prophet's companion, Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu anhu said, between the two shoulders of Sayyiduna Adam Safiullah alayhi salam, the following words are written. Muhammadur Rasulullah Khatamun Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is Allah's messenger and the last prophet. Number two, if he had not been created, nothing would have been created. The Holy Prophet's companion, Sayyiduna Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu, has stated that Sayyiduna Jibra'il Amin alayhi salam came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and said, O Allah's Prophet, your Lord says, indeed I have made you the last of all prophets, and I have not created anyone more honorable than you in my court. I have included your name with mine, so that wherever I am remembered, you will also be remembered. Indeed, I have created the world and those in it for the purpose of revealing to them your honor and rank in my court. If I had not created you, I would not have created at all the heavens, the earth, and everything in it. Hai unhi ke dam qadam ki baaghe alam mein bahar. Wo na the alam na tha gar wo na hoon alam nahi.
Explanation of Raza's poetry. All liveliness and beauty of the world is by virtue of Allah Almighty's last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If my beloved prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam had not come in the world, this world wouldn't have been there, nor would this world have existed.
Ae ke tere wujood hai wajah-e qarar-e do jahan, ae ke teri numood hai zeenat-e bazm-e kainat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
Number 3. Message to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. A tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Amir Shabi rahmatullahi alayhi said, Sahife, I celestial word that Allah Almighty revealed to Sayyiduna Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam also included the following. Indeed, there will be a tribe after tribe in your children, to the point that Ummi Prophet, i.e. the Prophet who has knowledge without learning from anyone in the world, Khatamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, will come. My master, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi, has written, Aisa Ummi kis liye minnat ka shi ustad ho, kiya kifayat usko iqra rabbukal akram nahi.
Explanation of Raza's poetry. Allah Almighty Himself taught the last prophet, which is mentioned in part 30 of Surah Alaq. Since Allah Almighty has Himself taught him, why should he take the trouble to be present in front of any teacher in the world? Being Ummi is his great miracle, showing that he didn't learn from anyone, but he acquired the knowledge of all sciences of the world. Number 4. Revelation to Sayyiduna Ashiya alayhi salam. A tabi saint, Sayyiduna Wahab bin Munabbah rahmatullahi alayhi, has stated that Allah Almighty sent revelation to his beloved prophet Sayyiduna Ashiya alayhi salam, declaring, I am going to send an Ummi prophet through whom I will open deaf ears, heedless hearts and blind eyes. His birth will take place in Makkah. He will migrate to Medina, and his kingdom is in Syria. I will surely make his ummah better and greater than all ummahs that emerge amongst people. I will make other books culminate in their book, other sharias in their sharia, and other religions in their religion. Kalimo Naji Masiyo Safi Khalilo Razi Rasulo Nabi Atiko Vasi Ghaniyo Ali Sanaki Zaban Tumhare Liye Sallu Alal Habib Sallallahu Ala Muhammad. Explanation of the Kingdom of Syria. O devotees of the last Prophet and Ahli Bayt, the hadith which has just been mentioned also includes that the kingdom of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be in Syria. In this regard, let me present a Madani pearl to you from Fatawa Razaviya. My master Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi alayhi has stated, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu an is the first king of the kingdom of Muhammad. It is even indicated in the sacred Torah, مُولِيدُهُ بِمَكَّةَ وَمُهَاجَرُهُ طَيْبَةَ وَمُلْكُهُ بِالشَّامِ, i.e. the last Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will be born in Makkah. He will migrate to Medina and his kingdom will be Syria. Therefore, even though Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an possessed the kingdom, but in fact it was the kingdom of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Har sahabiye nabi jannati jannati, sab sahabiyat bi jannati jannati, char yarane nabi jannati jannati, hazrat-e siddiq bi jannati jannati, aur umar farooq bi jannati jannati, usmane ghani jannati jannati, fatima aur ali jannati jannati, hain hasan husain bi جنتی جنتی والدین نبی جنتی جنتی ہر زوجہ نبی جنتی جنتی اور ابو سفیان بھی جنتی جنتی ہیں معاویہ بھی جنتی جنتی صلو علی الحبیب صل اللہ علی محمد. Number 5. Revelation to Sayyiduna Yaqub علیہ السلام. A Tabi saint, Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Kab Qurazi rahmatullahi alayhi, has stated that Allah Almighty sent revelation to Sayyiduna Yaqub alayhi salam. I will keep sending kings and prophets alayhimu salam from your children until I will send the holy prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, whose ummah will build Baytul Muqaddas high. And he is the last prophet and his name is Ahmad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Slogans for the finality of prophethood. Muhammad-e Mustafa, last of all prophets. Ahmad-e Mujtaba, last of all prophets. Beloved of Amina, last of all prophets. King of both worlds, last of all prophets. Leader of prophets, last of all prophets. The beloved of Allah, last of all prophets. The greatest intercessor, last of all prophets. The hope of sinners, last of all prophets. The belief of Fatima, last of all prophets. The creed of Aisha, last of all prophets. The belief of all companions, last of all prophets. The belief of blessed family, last of all prophets. The belief of Ghawsipak, last of all prophets. Saints have also said, last of all prophets. The old and the young said, last of all prophets. Even every child said, last of all prophets. The belief of Raza, last of all prophets. The slogan of Attar, last of all prophets. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Burden of keeping an unknown date. Some people were sitting in Baytul Muqaddas after offering Nafal Salah. A pious man said, Ibrahim bin Adham has been deprived of the pleasure of worship for 40 days. Hearing this, he rahmatullahi alayhi said, Hazrat, you are telling the truth. But for what reason was I deprived of it? The pious man said, you had bought dates on such and such day in Basra. A date belonging to the seller was lying there. You picked it up thinking it was yours. That date is the reason for your deprivation of the pleasure of worship. Hazrat Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullahi alayhi traveled to Basra to have that date forgiven and got it forgiven. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.